to pick a car up from Dad's cousin. He lived in Luton Town. He said the car was gratis, free of charge. Only tax and insurance to pay. It was quite a distance, had to catch a bus, arriving at tea time, picked up at the station, driven to his house, and when we got there, we had a cup of tea. He gestured at a computer out in the back, and he said, please don't turn it on. I wondered what he meant, but it all became clear after we'd been for a pint. He'd never been married, spent a lifetime in the Navy, and sailed the big wide world. He spoke of the loneliness on his own in a cabin, and things started making sense. I'm gay, he said, and I told him I am not. He only had one bed in the house, and where was I to sleep? I could have driven home, but I made do with the sofa and made sure to leave my buckled jeans on. In the morning when I woke up, the atmosphere a little awkward. I made my plans to dash. I wasn't ungrateful, but some things clash with my sensibilities. Out on the front, a neighbor stopped by as I was getting in the car. He looked a bit quizzical, but it was explained, this is my cousin's lad. Freedom beckoned, and I got on the M1 with my new pride and joy. An idea popped into my head as a way of celebration, and thinking about Luton, I sang this refrain. My gay cousin, ooh-ee-oo. My gay cousin, ooh-ee-oo. My gay cousin.